Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Somebody's mom texted it on the text line. I appreciate Lorenzo Cain because he was in a smoke show.
Oh, there you go.
I want to go back. That's
somebody's mom.
Smash.
Fair. I want to go back to the point. How much of Lorenzo Cain's love and appreciation from the town is due to Salvador Perez?
All of it.
Okay. Putting him on the social media.
And yeah, it's all of it. Salvi doing that for him. That the more that as older I get and I think about mental health things and who I am as a person, and you know, I'm very introverted and whatnot, and I would imagine Lorenzo is that way too, because I've talked to Lorenzo, very quiet, you know, shy type of guy, and Salvi created him into, not created, but made him into somebody that we all love. Like, I think Salvi understood what he was doing. He knew Lorenzo was kind of shy and all that kind of stuff, but he also knew that he was very playful and he could play, you know, have fun with him. That would carry over, create a fan favorite. I think Salvi subconsciously but consciously knew exactly what he was doing with Lorenzo Cain, and I'm glad he did, because if Salvi didn't bring out that personality, maybe you don't get that great smile that Lorenzo Cain has that we all love, you know?
Mm-hmm. I remember being in the locker room and seeing Lorenzo Cain, like, just sitting in a stool by the, or his chair by the locker on his phone. I just walk over there and be like, keep an eye on Twitter. No. I said, oh, he goes, Clash of Clans. I was like, oh, okay, gotcha. And he just zoomed right in. Somebody says here, I'm an Indiana grad here. Cignetti just signed a huge extension in October.
So?
8 years, $11.6 million annually. Total $96 million due to retire at Indiana and will winning.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In Sicily, during his tenure, Google him, he wins, go Hoosiers.
Yeah, I like that. Google him, he wins. It doesn't matter that he has a contract. I mean, he's accomplished the greatest thing ever. I mean, it would be, in my opinion, and maybe you guys would argue, Indiana wins on Monday night, it'll be the greatest national championship ever, because it's not a team that you expect to win a national championship. It's not your Floridas, your Nebraskas, your Georgias, your Ohio States and all that. It is a team that nobody ever heard of before that is finally doing some great things. And so I think it will be the greatest national championship ever won if Indiana does win this thing.
Good meet. That's not Patrick Mahomes. I need to go to that file, actually. I thought that was right there. No, this was Patrick Mahomes yesterday on what his goal is for the regular season of 2026.
It's been going great. I mean, obviously, I think the long term, I mean, I want to be ready for week one. A doctor said that I could be, but I can't predict what's going to happen throughout the process. But that's my goal. And so I'll try to prepare myself to be ready to play in that week one and have no restrictions. You know, you want to be out there healthy and giving us the best chance to win. And so obviously, hopefully be able to do some stuff in OTAs and get to training camp and hopefully be able to do a lot there. So I'm excited for the process. It's a long process, but I'm excited for it.
So knee watch is officially began for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. We already know that when we go to St. Joe Mac, when we sweat our asses off watching the Chiefs practice, all the cameras will be zoomed in on what will now be a brace over that knee to see what kind of mobility he has and where he wants to be. He says, they say there's a chance I could be ready by week one. I'm going to do everything I can by week one. And if there's one thing that we know, it is very hard to tell Patrick Mahomes no.
Yeah.
We remember the video of, I believe, when he was injured in that game. They wanted to go get his ankle looked at, and he's, F-bombing Andy Reid up and down the field. Like, no. He's like, go get it checked out. Make sure it's not serious. They'll wrap it up, and they'll get you right back out there. There was also the audio yesterday of him saying that if he had the opportunity to just get his knee wrapped up, he wanted to go finish the game. And the doctor's like, I don't know if you know this or not. We just helped you up the stairs into the locker room. There is no chance there could be significant tearing here in your knee. And there was the LCL and the ACL. But he wants to be ready by week one. And who are we to question his integrity?
I told you on Monday after the injury, he'd be ready for week one. And here we sit, him saying he'll be ready for week one. Yeah, well, we told you so. And he will be ready for week one because of who he is. And he's going to drive himself to be ready for week one and push himself to be ready for week one. He's not a great athlete because he just hangs out, right? And he's a great athlete because he does all of those things that are necessary to put yourself in position to be a great athlete. It's all that stuff that goes on behind the scenes, behind closed doors, that none of us ever see. We don't see the workouts. We don't see what goes on. We don't see what happens at Monday through Friday or Saturday. We see what happens from, 12 to 3 on Sunday, and that's it. And what everything that he does behind the scenes is just better than everybody else. He's got Bobby Stroop with him, better than everybody else. Julie Freimeyer, better than everybody else. Like, those people that are going to be surrounding Patrick Mahomes, he's going to push them to make him better. And that's the beauty of this. He's going to be one of these guys that's going to attack rehab, maybe like rehab's never been attacked before. And I say this now, I wouldn't be surprised if he's ready for day one of training camp. He's going to push himself to be ready for day one of training camp. I would be stunned if Patrick Mahomes is not the quarterback on opening day for the Chiefs.
Do you still value what you have to have in a backup quarterback in case that doesn't happen?
I don't know the answer to that question, Dusty. I think my whole philosophy with backup quarterbacks has always been, if your backup quarterback's playing, you're effed anyway, move on, change the season. So I think this is a different situation, though, because you're not looking for a guy to be a backup. You're looking for a guy to potentially start for a game until you get your guy back, So I don't know how they're going to approach it. It's obviously not going to be, the guy they had last year in Gardner Minshew, because he's got an injury too, and he's out, till next season as well. So they're going to have to go out and get a legitimate backup quarterback to throw passes during OTAs and all of that kind of stuff that Patrick Mahomes is not going to be ready for.
Mm-hmm. This is what Patrick Mahomes said on looking for what's next in an offense coordinator.
There's names out there, but I think with especially how many vacancies there is at the head coaching job, you kind of have to let that all play out to see how you kind of build the staff. But I don't know, Coach Reed, If Coach Nagy is able to get another job, a head coaching job, that he'll have a good plan of who he wants to bring in. But for me, I just want someone that loves football, that cares about football, that wants to give everything they can to win, to hold people accountable, and then to bring new ideas every single day. I think that's something that we have to continue to do if you want to continue to be great in this league. Is you have to continue to evolve and get better and better, and that's something that we will try to do here. And I want to get back to that winning culture of being accountable to each other and going out there and playing great football every single day, practice or game.
And there's the first line in the sand that has been drawn by Patrick Mahomes. A subtle line, but that was a line that was drawn in the sand by Patrick Mahomes. I told you after the season ended, don't be surprised if things go bad. If Patrick Mahomes is saying, get me the hell out of here, I want to go somewhere else. So this organization needs to go out there and really, really, really make sure that they're doing things that do make the quarterback feel good. And two of those things that he talked about, we got to hold people accountable. That's a key right there. Guys were not being held accountable, whether it's Rashee Rice, whether it's Xavier Worthy, whether it's Kareem Hunt, whether it's, you know, Rashard Smith, whoever, the Travis Kelce, whoever the case may be. He said we need to hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing right there for Patrick Mahomes. Maybe that's why Eric Bieniemy is coming back as the offensive coordinator, because he actually could hold people accountable because that's who his personality was. And then he talked about we need new ideas in here. That's a direct message to Andy Reid. The same old isn't working anymore. We need to change it up. So yesterday was that it's a subtle line, but I think it's a line that kind of was drawn in the sand by Patrick Mahomes saying, hey, we need to have some accountability back around here, and we need to have some new ideas and stop being so predictable on offense. That's the message to Andy right there.
Yeah, I hear the accountability, and I hear the change is what they need, like you had just mentioned. Like, I think those are things that if he's saying that comfortably in a basically a check-in appointment with the media, it gives me some hope. I don't know how much hope, but I'm going to say some hope. That words are getting said in those walls that haven't been said in 3 years.
Yeah.
Because to take a note from Tyreek Hill, they didn't need to be said.
Right.
But now it's kind of like what Mac and I were saying earlier. Like, it's been a couple years now where, like, accountability is not there. Staleness is there. We need to change.
Yeah.
That lets me know that everybody in that room is maybe having those conversations. And hopefully it's one of those things where Andy's like, all right, I got it. It's like,
yes.
It's like yesterday. Heart sings that song, Scorpion, whatever the song was. Barracuda.
Yeah.
It's like, I got it. Okay, I'm listening. I see you. It's Barracuda by Heart. It's not by the Scorpions. But, like, that to me is what that says. And I don't know, Mac, if you take any of those notes away from that. But, like, hopefully, and again, I don't know, because, like, to give Andy Reid all the credit of who he is and what he's done, I also have the opposite feeling of giving him the credit that he will change, if that makes any sort of sense.
No, I'm totally with you on that. And I would also say that we talk about Andy Reid's accolades. Let's talk about his accolades before Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, playoffs every
year. They were
great.
Yeah, he was a great coach. He wasn't an all-timer like we talked about. He's an all-timer
because of the all-timer. But Patrick Mahomes isn't as good as he is without Andy Reid. It's a marriage.
He's the best quarterback in the league wherever he goes.
No, he's not. No, he is absolutely not. If he was drafted by the Giants, he would not be a quarterback like he is today. Patrick Mahomes is good. Andy Reid made him great. Andy Reid is good. Patrick Mahomes made him great. It is a marriage that
together,
needed,
no doubt.
That needed to happen, like, for both of those guys.
Yeah.
It is the perfect marriage. Yeah,
would
no,
Josh Allen
is the perfect marriage.
Here?
I agree with that.
I think if Josh Allen was here, he'd be closer to having three Super Bowls with Andy Reid than Patrick Mahomes would be to having Super Bowls with other coaches. Yeah, I do believe that. Yeah. I think I'm like the discount of how good Andy Reid is as a head football coach is really ridiculous.
So more valuable than Mahomes,
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I think together. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think Patrick disagrees. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is as good anywhere else. I think it's the perfect marriage. It really is. I mean, you know, if he was drafted by, you know, that McAdoo guy who couldn't fit into his suit with the Giants, or he was drafted by Josh McDaniels, or if he was drafted by Pete Carroll, or if he was drafted by anybody in Arizona, or, you know, wherever the case may be. No, I think it's the perfect marriage. I do. And I think they both need each other, and they both have benefited from each other, and they're both better because of each other. Yeah, I think Josh Allen would have a couple of Super Bowls later. He was just looking for that final quarterback to take him over the hump, and he got that in a big way, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes. But the beauty about sports is there's no way to tell. I mean, there's no way to do this. Like, you can't simulate it. You can't figure it out. But I've always believed that it's the perfect marriage, but I don't think Patrick would be as good without Andy, and Andy was not as good without Patrick. We'll see what Patrick is like without Andy.
One without the other. We don't have to simulate it. We saw one of them without him.
But how good was Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes? Really, really good. Got Patrick Mahomes, took him to the next level. He was the missing piece for Andy Reid. But I also believe Andy Reid is the missing piece for Patrick Mahomes. Because what if Patrick Mahomes gets drafted by the Giants and he's starting right from jump one and they're a terrible team, nobody's around him, they don't know how to figure things out, the coach is terrible, he's on four coaches in New York. There's only so much a quarterback can do when you're surrounded by horrible, horrible, horrible coaches. Ask Matt Castle what it was like, you know? There's been so many examples of bad coaches ruining these quarterbacks. So we're so fortunate that it's the perfect situation.
Coming up a little bit later on in February, Tuesday, February 10th, more of these type of conversations will be had with myself, Bob, Cody, Alex, and C-Dot, all in studio from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Tuesday, February 10th, as we do our Chiefs off-season show. A lot to talk about, as we have already today. Coming up on the other side, I want to get into a little bit of the Sam Darnold story and the audio that he had to say. Plus, I've never heard this man talk before, and I was surprised. And we get more into your Kansas City Royals here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
You want to set a fire to the text line? What's the one jingle that you always get stuck in your head that you will always remember until you are 6 feet dead? Because me, it's O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So many of them, you know. Just happens to be what the last one was.
Mike's got this.
8667. Oh, you need to. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't hit. But you always get that. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, Menards is a good one, too. Yeah,
that store, too.
Great store. Also, the grass pad one is another good one.
Yep.
The grass pads high on grass.
I love that one.
The Empire Flooring, 800-588-2300. Empire today.
Yeah, always today.
Technicians you can trust with your house
keys. Anthony. Yep.
You should call Anthony.
Yeah, they don't use that jingle much anymore, but the jingles were great, man. You gotta have the jingle because they stick. The kids remember them, and you remember them forever. I'm loving it.
Yeah, so great.
National American University.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Oh, God, no.
So he goes, give me the VIN, man. Show us your car.
GimmeTheVIN.com. It's so easy, you can do it in your underwear.
My only email to them when they asked me about that, I said, what if I don't wear underwear? Then we'll find somewhere else. I said, all right, I'll put them on. Somebody says Dick Ray.
Dick Ray.
Dick Ray, he's a plumbing magician.
That must have been Maloney texting in her gym because those two with the Dick Ron. Ray commercials. Yeah, Ron Maloney. Yeah.
I remember the couple of months I got to work with Kling. Kling would always like sing those off the air.
Oh,
he loved that. One,
yeah, the Dick Ray one was really good. Yeah, Dick Ray is the plumbing magician. Yeah, it's so good.
So from the 816. Gosh, I just love off-season sports radio.
It's not sports radio. It's just radio. You know, people always say, "Oh, the Chiefs aren't playing. What are you going to talk about?" Everything else. There's plenty of stuff to talk about.
Eric Collins last night, the Hornets announcer, called Luka Doncic a wiener.
He did.
Oh, I got to get that. Oh,
It's on Bleacher Report.
Oh, that's good. Why did he do that?
He either said he's a wiener or a whiner, because I have dyslexia. So.
Oh, it's probably a whiner, I would imagine. I can't say he called him a wiener.
I had a structured settlement, and I need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
You send them, we'll sing them.
New segment.
I actually kind of like that. You text in the jingle, we'll sing the jingle for you. Yes.
I love it.
The old Pizza Hut delivery commercial from the 90s. Call 648-8888. Call 648-8888. Call 648-8888 for Pizza Hut delivery. That's what they said. Pizza Hut, the greatest buffet of all time.
I heard there were 70 Pizza Hut buffets still around in the United States.
Not a damn one in our area.
Yeah, I don't think there is. Yeah. You got to go to like small town USA, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure it's like Paola probably has one or something like that.
I heard of him.
Did he say wiener or whiner?
Well, I've got no internet. So,
that's great.
Okay, the internet is out. Okay. Or like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just nothing over here. So,
yeah.
Maybe later.
Well, I don't know what you call Sam Darnold. Good quarterback, average quarterback, decent quarterback. This is a report on what happened yesterday in the news.
In routes on air, just kind of felt a little something in my oblique. Just didn't want to push it. Wasn't the day to push it, so that was it.
I just came inside,
got some rehab, and feel like I'll be ready to go for Saturday.
Oblique injury pops up for Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks quarterback. Concern? No concern.
If this is baseball, the season's over. This is football, so we're going to be fine. And you know, the oblique thing in baseball is, I hate that injury because it's just, oh my God, the guy's done for the year because he hurt his side.
But
throwing is different than twisting. But if you get hit there, it should be a concern because, you know, yesterday's the last day of practice, right? Today's a Saturday if you're in Seattle. So you had your last day of practice, and all of a sudden this injury popped up. Now you're going to go home and you're going to sleep on it. You're going to wake up. How's it going to be? You're going to go through another day today. You know, I don't know, man. Like, to me, it is a little concerning. It's not as concerning as if I was a baseball player and a fan of a baseball team, because baseball is what it is when it comes to obliques. But for football, I don't know, man. I just think if you're San Francisco, you got to target it.
No doubt. This is the time in the year where we can't ignore those.
Well, there's sharks and there's blood.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do sharks do?
Yeah. Exactly.
And if you think we're being asses, when Mahomes' ankle was beat up, what do you think the Houston Texans were
going
to do?
Going after his ankle. That's what you have to do in those situations. I mean, it's gamesmanship. As long as you're playing within the rules, right? Now, when you start giving bounties on people or saying we need to injure these guys. But if I'm a defensive player for San Francisco, well, I know this injury is out there. It's my job to affect the quarterback and make him uncomfortable. So I'm going to do what I need to do to affect the quarterback and make him uncomfortable, you know, within the rules, obviously. And I don't know how it's going to affect if he gets hit and it hurts and all that kind of stuff. Like, that is one to watch. And I think people are going to be paying a lot of attention to what happens, you know, with Sam Darnold in this injury. Because if he doesn't play well in this game, boy, you have to start to wonder, you know, are big games too big for Sam Darnold? And did this injury kind of get leaked out just in case he doesn't play big? You can kind of go back to the injury.
Yeah.
Or you have one of the greatest stories in the history of the NFL. Drew Lock comes in as starting quarterback in a year where this man lost his father, breaks his team to the Super Bowl, and wins.
That would be badass.
And you have Drew Lock, who everyone thought could be a starter in the NFL, that got passed on and passed on, and all of a sudden Sam Darnold gets hurt, and it's like, hey, man, here's the deal. If Bo Nix can do it in Denver and C.J. Stroud can do it in Houston, we think you can use this defense and run the scheme and get us there. And then at the end of the day, Drew Lock holds up a Lombardi trophy for the Hawks and wins a Super Bowl. Could you imagine the emotion?
Be great for him, yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not. But that's, you know, you look for storylines that can evolve throughout the playoffs, right? Because if the Bills get to the Super Bowl, we're going to go back and hear the story that Josh Allen had where he's like, I've seen it. I've had the dream. I've seen the bus go over the snow and the streets of Buffalo and the fans cheering and tables breaking.
Watch the parade be snowed out.
There is.
That'd be crazy.
I don't care if Buffalo got 80 inches of snow. They're having a parade. No doubt about it.
Parade canceled. Snow.
Not a chance.
We're still showing up.
And then they never have a parade because the snow never goes away. And they never honor Buffalo. And they never get that opportunity to celebrate till spring. And half the team's been traded and gone. And, you know,
everyone's gone. Yeah.
Ain't going back for that. There's Josh Allen up there waving to people. You know, like
by himself.
That's Buffalo in a nutshell, right? Like, that's how it That's how it would work. No, but I think I do. I think the Sam Darnold thing is interesting to watch, and we'll see how it affects him. But if you're San Francisco today, it may be your only way to, you know, try to win a baseball or a football game.
Somebody says, then Drew Lock comes home and plays the first four or five games while Patrick Mahomes gets back.
I've seen enough Drew Lock play. I don't think he's very good.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's my guy.
Mac, am I wrong? Do you think he's
seems like a fun guy.
Yeah,
good
but,
locker room.
Yeah,
guy,
but
maybe,
I don't want him as my starting quarterback.
Hey, you know who threw the most touchdowns in SEC history? Drew Lock.
Okay.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about the Darnold injury. I was kind of, and then like I heard him talk about it, and maybe that's facetious of me. Like maybe I'm naive to do that, but I'm just kind of like, oh, it's not a big deal.
I'm just like Bob though, because like you hear oblique in baseball, and you're like, oh
God, yeah. As soon as you hear oblique, you're like, oh.
Like how many times Joe Randa got an oblique strain? Mike Moustakas has an oblique strain. You're like, golly, dude.
And then it's yeah, months.
I love you, Dad.
Months in baseball. Like you missed almost the whole season,
which is funny because it does make sense because like of the swing and like everything like that. Yeah, so you would think that Darnold would be fine.
And you can disguise it with handoffs and, you know, short passes and things like that. Yeah. I mean, you can find ways around it. I always think a quick passing game is better anyway.
Keeps agreed.
You know, especially against a great defensive front. Like if you're going against them, Houston Texans this Sunday, and you're New England, boom, 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 quick. Try to neutralize those guys on the defensive line. Screen passes, draw plays, all that kind of stuff.
Worked for Pittsburgh.
I did watch an old video of Tom. What was the first Super Bowl Tom Brady won? Who did he beat? Damn it.
The Rams.
Yes, the Rams. And then the last drive down the field to go win it with Vinatieri.
Yeah.
None of the throws were great. But they were all quick. They were all within a second and a half. Accurate. Move the ball. I was like, I love that efficiency, man. I want to bring that back. Let's go.
Yeah, you don't need to get and that's why I would never let Patrick Mahomes call plays. Because every play is going to go, 60 yards, bomb!
Agreed.
No, Patrick, come on. We can't do that. We can't make the special spectacular on every single play. It's first and 10 on September 13th against the Tigers or whatever, you know, like just 6 yards in a cloud of dust is fine on a pass. But yeah, those were back in the days where you just surgically moved it down the sideline. Boom, 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 boom. Set yourself up for a field goal. Now the game has changed where you can go down the field in 13 seconds and do that. That doesn't exist here anymore. You got to evolve too. So as much as like we're talking about Andy evolving, the quarterback's got to evolve as well.
Somebody says Adalberto Montesi has an oblique problem every day.
Every day. And then he took cough medicine.
Yeah.
At least that's what one PR hack told us.
And then Tatis Jr. got a haircut that gave him a positive steroid test.
Do you remember? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a haircut.
Yeah. Must have been something in the razor blade.
You what?
Yeah.
Got a haircut.
I can't wait to pump three times the amount of weight today after my haircut.
Hey,
yesterday.
Amanda, when I come in on Tuesday, make sure you roided up those scissors.
Oh, that's great. I still can't get over that. Like, Tatis Jr. tests positive for performance-enhancing drugs. He'll be suspended 80 games. The reason he says is he went and got a haircut and came back and took a test.
What'd you do? Drink that Barbicide where the combs are sitting in that?
That's the blue water?
Yes.
Oh.
How old do you think the average can of Barbicide with combs sitting in it has been there? Do you think it's ever changed?
I bet it's daily.
No.
I bet it's daily.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of those like minute things you wouldn't think of, like the quat buckets in restaurants where they keep the rags. Like, you got to rinse those out every like 3 hours.
Oh, that would stink, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, like the same thing. Like,
because that's like just pure blue alcohol.
I just feel like before
they
melted
down meth.
I would assume that before they leave the salon or the shop, they pour it out, let it dry out the next morning, they fill it up and refill it. That'd be my guess.
I'm going to ask now, because every time I see those things sitting there, I'm like, how long has that thing been sitting there?
Yeah, I mean, like, I assume people, like, wash out the water of, like, their dentures when they used to put those in at night, right? Like, you wouldn't just leave the same water there.
I would hope not.
You want to know a gross story?
Mm-hmm.
My dad, God bless his heart, when he was with my mom back in, like, the early 80s, her grandmother would leave her teeth out overnight in the sink. And my dad woke up and he was dying of thirst and saw a glass of water next to the sink, chugged it. What's the worst thing you've ever drank?
Well, I think we've all drank
in a beer.
I was going to say dip in a beer.
You've had dip in a beer? Oh, I thought my mom was going to divorce my stepdad when she did it.
You pick up the wrong beer at a party or something,
well,
you know?
Would spit like
cigarette butt in a beer is the same thing.
He was spitting the Diet Pepsi can and just set it down. And she like came out of like the bathroom and just like grabbed it. And I thought I thought literally Vecna split Hawkins. I thought it was over, dude. I looked at my stepdad and I just said,
Jeff, you need to run.
Well, we'd all have that same reaction because we've all done it. It's terrible. Drive.
Yeah,
Nancy, I was like, leave.
Yeah, dude, it was brutal. Oh, man, that's gross.
It is.
Whiner.
Oh, sorry.
He is a whiner. Okay.
This guy is a whiner.
I love it. That's a great drop.
I was gonna say, there's a new drop, dude.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who was he talking about? LeBron?
No, Luka. Because he's like going to court, like, you know.
Well, LeBron was a good guess, though, right?
Yeah,
he's
either one.
A flopper. Yeah.
Do you think an announcer in the NBA would call LeBron a whiner? Or do you think that's verboten by the league? Like, they said a list of guidelines. Here are the players you can't talk about. LeBron, don't call him a whiner, please.
Oh, but Luka's okay.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Luka doesn't. LeBron is.
I mean, LeBron. If that was LeBron, it would be a federal case.
Yeah. Rich Paul would be calling Eric Collins today.
Yeah. It'd be a big to do, an awful announcing, and all this kind of stuff.
Jermell Hill would chime in.
Oh, of course. Oh. Her and Josina both would be all over it.
Ryan Clark would switch from football to basketball for one day. So going back to Seattle, if you had to take one team out of this week in the divisional round that you would be the most comfortable saying they win, that team is?
None of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
I would probably lean towards Seattle, but I'm not 100%, man. I can't get down Kyle Shanahan right now.
Because that's the biggest spread.
Yeah, that's the one where you could lean towards Seattle and it would make the most sense. But the rest of them, I think they're all pick'em games. I know what the spread says, but for me, they're all pick'em games. They really are.
Yeah, I guess the Bills, just because they have the best player out of any of these teams, and they're facing an inexperienced Broncos team, not a Broncos coach that's inexperienced, but the team itself on the field hasn't been in those situations.
You know what? Let me jump on that one there for a second, though, too, because
jump on it.
The Denver thing is very interesting. This guy's out here teaching his fan base this week how to cheer, the head coach, right? Sean Payton, out here teaching his fan base how to cheer and what he wants to hear from the crowd. Denver's been a phenomenal crowd long before Sean Payton knew where Denver was. And so he's out there telling him what to do. That tells me he has doubt because he's going to the fan well. Mm. All right, we need to be loud when they're in the huddle, not when they're breaking the huddle, but when they're in the huddle. And when I heard him say that on Monday or Tuesday, I'm like, that screams doubt from the head coach, because Andy always talks about, hey, we had a great crowd after the game, or even like before he goes, we're going to be excited to play in front of our home fans. This guy's out here lecturing his fan base on when to cheer and how to cheer. Mm. That tells me in the back of his mind, he's saying, we're going to need to do some crazy stuff in order to win this football game. Yep. So there's some doubt from the coach, I think, right now.
My stepdad just texted me and said, my God, that was funny as hell. Because he knows it's true. So your lines going into Sunday, Bills are +1.5. Again, this is depending on where you get it from, whether it's BetMGM, Underdog, DraftKings, FanDuel. I've got Buffalo +1.5, San Francisco +7 still, even with the news. So Vegas is not afraid of the Darnold thing, kind of like how Bob's like, if it was baseball, 8 months, football, 8 minutes, rub some cream on there, get out there, and we'll be all right.
If Bobby Witt gets an oblique injury or Vinny gets an oblique injury in March, we would not see them until probably July, and we would have wasted the entire season. That's the difference in baseball and football between that injury, just because of the way your body torques and all that. And football players just, you know, get out there. They don't care most of the time because their shelf life is 3.5 years. Baseball players, guaranteed contracts. Let's make sure everybody's okay. We're investing a lot of money into you. Right. Football's a different beast.
And I'll add before you keep going, Dusty, on that injury, the part of the reason that I don't think about it too much either is this isn't the Texans, the Broncos. Yeah. That defense can't punish that as much. This is the San Francisco defense.
Like, if that was Drake May with an oblique going up against Houston.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I'm worried. Yeah, I'm worried.
So let me ask you this, because the hook in betting is obviously that 0.5. Would you be more comfortable betting the Bears at +3.5or betting New England -3?
Bears. I don't feel good about it.
Because, I mean, this is divisional weekend, baby. This is like, Saturday it begins. You got, 3:30 on Saturday. Woo! We're all locked in because it begins to get electric.
I know that I'm hard.
No doubt about it. But, like, having 3.5, being like, all right, even if they lose by a field goal, bet secured.
But like Houston and New England, the more I get closer to this game, I keep telling myself, like, do I trust Drake May more than I trust that defense in Houston? And the answer is no.
The answer is no for me. Yeah, I don't trust Drake May yet because I don't know enough about Drake May to trust him, right?
Because I saw him very rattled in the first half against a defensive line against the Chargers, which is nowhere near what that defensive line is for Houston.
Yeah, defense wins championships.
So, I mean, man, that game's going to be nuts.
I don't feel comfortable with either of those spreads because the more I think about the Rams and the team that they have, they should win convincingly. Should. But obviously, that's why we play the games.
Yes. But the Bears also have this like comeback thing they've been doing this season. They never, no one believes in us. They don't care. They just.
Now they're facing the Rams.
I get it.
Yeah. Someone who's done it. It's different, you know, in the playoffs. And
I'm with you.
And I don't know if I asked you this, but I asked Dusty this. I said, do you think Green Bay wins last week if Michael Parsons is playing?
Yes.
Yeah.
See,
I do.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of like,
because
I don't
think that fourth and eight's the same play.
Exactly. No way. Yeah, exactly.
And if they don't, then there's a big question mark as why the hell they gave him.
Right.
Why
do I have you?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Who do you think the better team is, the Rams or the Packers?
Rams.
The Rams.
So that's why I kind of go, the if-then factor. I know it doesn't always apply, but you know what I'm saying. But like that's kind of the way I look at things and kind of the way my mind works. Like, I think if the Rams are a better team, I think Green Bay would have won had Parsons been there. But I also understand, like, the weather's bad, and that hasn't been always good for Matthew Stafford. But again, he played with bad Lions teams all the time. So I am talking myself into nothing at this point.
Exactly. Oh, yes. No, I've gone cross-eyed. Bills or Broncos?
Well, I'm rooting for the Bills, yeah.
Bills or Broncos?
Bills.
Yeah. If you're rooting for the Broncos, I play you this.
John Hammond. Green linebacker for this game, his ability to attack downhill in the run game, just how big is that and the timing of it for this one?
You want him to attack downhill? Is that your, like, what do you know about attacking downhill in the run game? You don't know. All right, that's right. But have him attacking downhill. But it's good to have a healthy Dre Greenlaw back in the game. Yeah.
Get bent.
Kiss my white ass, Sean.
Smash.
Kiss my ass.
And by the way, fans, here's how we're going to cheer. It's like the KU clap video from years ago. And on a rest, we go one. And then it's a 1-2 and a 1-2. And now let's add the band.
And come with a drum drum and kick drum with a drum drum. Somebody says one of the jingles that always gets stuck in their head. You can finish this one for me, Bob. E-moon, e-moon.
And Doug.
There it is. We'll wrap this show up and get to our Richards of the Week. I got flipped off yesterday. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment on a Friday for you. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you here for a little bit longer. And then you get the sweet sounds of Cody Golden-Drew from 10 to 2, followed up by Carrington Harrison from 2 to 6 on the drive with Rob Brenton. Don't forget, February 10th, that's a Tuesday, from 9 to 11. Bob, Cody, Alex, me, we'll all be in studio chatting up in CDOT. Chiefs offseason schedule. Should be a fun show. Gonna be looking ahead to see what the Chiefs are gonna do. So yeah, Tuesday, February 10th. Bob, myself, Cody, Alex, CDOT, all in studio from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For the Chiefs offseason schedule. Gonna be a busy one. This comes from the 816, and I'm just trying to figure this out. It says, as a true Chiefs fan, I would just like to say that it is possible to not root for either the Bills or the Broncos. So I texted and said, well, what makes a true Chiefs fan? The response, one that hates both the Bills and the Broncos, LOL. Well, I think that you probably hate the Broncos more than the Bills.
Do you really want to live in a world where the Denver Broncos are a reigning AFC championship game team? I don't care if Buffalo gets there. They've been there. I don't need to go into next season, everybody giving, you know, the Denver Broncos as the toast of the town and all of this kind of stuff. Like, I don't have an appetite.
There's
for that.
New no sheriff way. In the AFC West, and exactly. It ain't Kansas City.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, I they're going to be saying enough of that going into next season.
Exactly.
And I don't really care what they say, but I don't want to live in a world where the Denver Broncos have scoreboard over us now. You know, we got to the Super Bowl sooner than you have, you know,
exactly.
You know, like one of those type of things. So now you want to keep that ownership of the division and still be that premier team. Yeah, you took a year off, it happens, you get back and whatnot and do your thing. Like, I don't want the Denver Broncos to have any sort of success. I want them to also go out there and fail and then make them doubt if they have the right quarterback or, you know, stuff of that nature. So, yeah, it's this whole, oh, I'm a true Chiefs fan. That's stupid.
And from the 6-2-0, because I know a lot of people who feel that way about rooting for the Broncos rather than the Bills feel this way. The further Josh Allen goes, the more miserable the offseason will be. We've already had the Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes beat Josh Allen to go to the Super Bowl last year. What did you hear last offseason? He's not the best anymore. Josh Allen is.
Josh Allen is, yeah.
We hear that all the time.
And here's the other thing.
Get banned.
Turn it off. Yeah. Don't watch ESPN. It's pretty simple. You don't have to be on Twitter. You don't have to be on X. You don't have to watch ESPN or FS1 or any of that nonsense where everybody's screaming at each other. You don't have to watch any of that. You can take that out of your life. Things that aren't bringing you joy, remove them.
We can do that?
Yes. Yes. But we'd rather sit around and bitch.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my favorite. All right. Well, let's do that. Let's bitch about Richards of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
This guy is a whiner.
Uh-huh. Mac, your name's first on the list.
Well, kind of had trouble picking one. My hands were kind of tied, but I was able to choose one.
Heard that before.
Mm-hmm. This gambling scandal, I don't really, there's not a Richard in this. Just
not
this
the texture
whole...
that said maybe you're too young to know when yeah. Steve Spagnuolo
that
came
guy
over
can
here.
Get absolutely
yeah,
bad.
Why don't you go with that guy?
Yeah, we can do that guy. That's fine. Yeah, a guy texted today during our OC conversation saying that I said that this is the biggest hire since Andy Reid. He said, it's Steve Spagnuolo. You're absolutely wrong, Mac. You're probably too young to remember, but the defense was really bad with Bob Sutton. And I was just like, all right, man, whatever. Like, it's just very frustrating. I know a lot about the Chiefs from, you know, 2006 to now. I feel
you
pretty confident.
You just got hair on your balls.
I feel pretty confident.
Did you
with
even
that.
Know they had MVS?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know Eric Fisher was a Chief before a Colt?
Exactly. Yes, that's the stuff. It's like, all
did
right,
you
man.
Even know the Chiefs existed before Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I'm over that. So
you're just young, dude. It's fine.
Exactly. Yeah, I love this team. Years. Passionate with this team, just like you guys are. So you know, not you guys. You know,
but you also had a second Richard, which was the gambling situation, because it gives you the ick now.
Yeah, it's just like I'm. I don't have. I love gambling. I know that's a crazy thing to say, but I think it's really fun to sports gamble. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of money, so it's already like, should I do this? Now with all this stuff happening, I'm getting more and more turned off, man. It's tough, you know. There's so many great options, but with these scandals, it sucks.
I think you should be turned on, quite honestly, because these gambling scandals are taking all of this stuff out. And if we didn't have the legalized gambling, we wouldn't have the spotlight put on this. Because if you're making bets on the corner of, you know, 12th Street and Vine or whatever, and you're out there putting $50,000 on Kennesaw State, nobody's going to know that. You roll into FanDuel or wherever and you're dropping $50,000 on Kennesaw State, that's going to sound the alarm. And so we're catching these guys and catching these players and taking care of it. So I think you should be actually falling in love with it, because the legalized gambling is finding these cockroaches that are out there that are trying to ruin it for everybody else. And that's a good thing.
Touche. I like that take a lot.
Yeah.
Bob, are you mad at Gary or Peyton or Sean?
I am mad at Sean Payton. Do not like him. You played it in the last segment.
You want to hear it again?
We spent the beginning part of this week talking about a reporter and how Brooke Pryor and others thought she was in the wrong because she was sweet and kind to Liam Cohen after a loss. The next day, it was embarrassing and really, you know, just deplorable to see people that were anti Lynn Jones down in Jacksonville. They can be in the Richard category as well. But it also goes to Sean Payton, because the next day he undresses a reporter and there was nary a call for Sean Payton being a jerk as there was for people pissed off that Lynn Jones was down there being nice to Liam Cohen in a press conference. It's okay for Sean Payton to be a jerk to reporters, but it's not okay for the for a reporter to be consoling to somebody? Yeah.
Sean, happy. Green linebacker, this game, his ability to attack downhill and in the run game. Just how big is that and the timing of it for this one?
You want him to attack downhill? Is that your, like, what do you know about attacking downhill in the run game? You don't know. All right, that's right. But have him attacking downhill. Okay. It's good to have a healthy Dre Greenlaw back in the game. Yeah.
What do you know about Ray Finkel?
So,
but people got up in their arms about this.
How you doing today? Lynn Jones, Jacksonville Free Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you
it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thank
and
you,
ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You, ma'am.
You keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
So people got mad at that.
Damn.
And the same people that got mad at that, there was no outcry on Sean Payton for ripping a reporter for treating that report. Where was Jamel Hill for that? Mm-hmm. Where was Josina Anderson for that? Where was Brooke Pryor for that? Where were all those reporters that complained about Lynn Jones? Where are they to complain about Sean Payton? It's okay to be a jerk to a reporter, but it's not okay to be nice to a coach.
There's this guy named Josh. He was like Paul Bunyan. There's this guy named Josh. He was like Paul Bunyan.
That's right.
Yeah, that's sad.
Isn't it? That's a societal, like, bad thing, man. Seriously, that's a bad thing. To be up in arms over her, but everybody look the other way when a coach does it.
Sean Payton sucks.
He really does, man. Like,
Get bent.
He put bounties on people, and now he's belittling reporters like that.
Bully.
What do you know about running downhill? It's fast.
It's a cliche that people use in football all the time.
Say that to Dabo Swinney. What do you know about running downhill? Mac, you know how Bob, like, gives us, like, life lessons?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Oh, yeah.
They're fine. They're good.
They're great.
Sometimes we have side conversations, and we're like, is Bob really, like, is this true, or has he had, like, one bad experience and doesn't want anybody to have to go through what he went through, which is still a good thing to say. I finally met Kim Crawford.
Oh, you got one.
I met her. I met Kim Crawford. Oh, I met her yesterday on my way home.
Sweet.
And it's not the way I thought me meeting Kim Crawford has been.
Because
Bob's always kind of said, you know, they're angry, they're tense, they're, you know, sporadic, they drive really fast, and they're really angry all the time. He could not have been more right about yesterday. So I don't know if you guys are familiar. Let's put you where I was. I'm on Nall Avenue. I'm right outside of Creative Planning, where you can take a left and get on that on-ramp. And if you know, there's an exit ramp, too, where the people that are coming from the highway are going to go to Row. And the people that are coming from Nall are going to get on 435. So what's the number one rule when you're getting ready to get onto a highway?
Speed up and merge. Yeah,
right? get
up to the pace of the traffic.
And if you're exiting off the highway,
you slow down, get behind, and get off.
This isn't what Kim Crawford did yesterday. Here comes this blistering silver minivan. It's like foreshadowing. I could see it. Speeding up to get in front of me, to cut me off, to get over, to get on the exit on Row. So what do? Well, I'm speeding up to get on 435. She immediately slams on her brakes, swipes it back behind me, gets up on the right side, and as we're both going our separate ways, there's just a finger right outside the window.
Wow.
Just giving me the F you. So what did I do? I gave the thumb down.
Thumb down.
I wave at those people.
I gave the thumb down.
They get so frustrated, right?
But I've officially met Kim Crawford.
There
I thought she was going to be a woman that just needed a soft touch.
Yeah, you thought you could calm her down.
Thought I could, you know, handle things out.
She had a minivan.
Yeah. Oh,
of course it was. Silver? Yes!
I told
you. Yes!
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, I missed that part. The silver minivan.
Oh, yeah.
That's always what
they
Bob
all drive.
Says.
Blazing a fresh French manicured tip.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, in my face.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Yeah. Just looked over and went, boom. Yeah,
there you go.
What am I supposed to do? I can't slow down. I'm getting ready to go up to 65 to 70 miles an hour. You're supposed to slow down because you're getting on the on-ramp. You try to pass me, slam on your brakes, and it's my fault.
I love it.
Silver minivan. There you go. Real quick, a late addition to the Richard is going to be Max Generation, Generation Z.
Oh,
what do we do?
You're trying to change the name of Karen to Jessica.
Oh, I love Jessicas.
Yeah, why are we doing that?
Stop doing that. Karen is the perfect name for that person.
Yeah, Jessica's a beautiful name.
Well, depending on who you talk to. But I think, ultimately, Karen is the perfect name for that person, right?
Yeah. Can't change that.
We don't need to change that to Jessica.
Oh, Jessica's beautiful. Jessica's not angry. Jessica's your friend. If anything, change it to Kim. Kim Crawford.
You know, Kim Crawford's actually a man.
Ah.
You walked off his stick.
And if my uncle drank Kim Crawford, he'd be Monty.
He would, yeah.
Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know, it can change their day, week, month, or year. Take care. Stay safe. Stay groovy. Kansas City, stay kind. Coming up next, Cody Golden's Room 10 to 2. We will talk to you on Monday. Go Bills!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.